mostly 10th graders in this class. These students are in the math science magnet of a high school in Los Angeles. And just some observations of a substitute teacher. For one thing, I'm sitting behind the students and I'm looking at a young lady who is has the ubiquitous shaking foot. It's amazing how many high school students, at least in Los Angeles, and I suspect everywhere, have shaking feet as they're doing their work or trying to figure a problem or reading a story. At least one of their feet shakes, nervously, seemingly, like this nervous energy is shaking. The waste of energy, yoga, yogis will tell you this is a waste of energy, but teenagers seem prone to do this somehow, totally unaware of it. At this age, they are they need so much to communicate, socialize, communicate all, no matter what they're doing, no matter what problem they're solving, story they're writing, story they're reading, or other thing, they must communicate, socialize. In front of me right now is a transaction. Is a girl, Pamela, is selling illegal Cheetos and other things. Right behind me is a sign that says no food or drink, and she's selling Cheetos.
Do I need to remind everyone that there is no food or drink in the class? On the wall.
It's right here. She has never once enforced that ever.
She has never enforced that.
In the history of geometry.
She has never enforced that.
In the history of geometry?
Yes.
She never said no math.
In fact, she encourages me. They offered me some in and out last time, remember?
We have oranges for the class.
Yeah, we have oranges for the class.
But she has a sign on the wall.
She doesn't take that off.
It's
going to take it
off. Her area will clean after me.
Yeah.
Wait,
but then this sign is it has even a symbol.
It's just saying no question. Some food and drink around.
So I had excuse me. I did my substitute teacher enforcement thing as reminded students of the sign on the wall that they have apparently never seen. Two signs. One says keep area clean and under it no food or drink with symbols. The ubiquitous circle with a cross with the items crossed out in the circle, and the items crossed out in the circle is drinks and food, a hamburger and food. Of course, there won't be any hamburgers in here. Anyway, it's March 25th, 2015. It's a Wednesday. and I'm substituting at this high school in Los Angeles, as I said. This is, you're listening to Sabino Veritas, and I'll try to keep you abreast of what's going on in the school system. Ironically, yesterday the teachers had a meeting here, and the entire school district, the entire Los Angeles school district, is about to implement a program called BIC, B-I-C, which means Breakfast in the Classroom. Breakfast in the Classroom. Now, of course, this goes totally against the rule of having no food in the classroom. And totally against it, because the teachers will be required to have food in the classrooms. Period one, the first period of the day, teachers will send two reliable students to the cafeteria to pick up a cart that has large athletic sport bag type bags filled with food, and have the students bring those bags to the classroom. And mind you, the students are to be ordered, a couple of students, reliable students, will be ordered to pick up the food in the cafeteria, roll it over to the classroom. The teacher will have the students pick up the food. The teacher is supposed to mark off a roster of who ate and who didn't. The teacher is supposed to assign a food sheriff, and then after that, they're supposed to eat the food. The students are supposed to take back the empty cards. All of this in 10 minutes. Believe it or not, 10 minutes. Never happened. Never happened. This will never happen. I guarantee you. The teachers are still laughing. With my experience as a regular teacher, I know that this is not going to happen in 10 minutes every day. And it will be during instructional time. Is your name on it? I don't see your name on it. Yeah, here it is. How do you say your name?
Peter.
Peter, okay. Oh, yeah, Peter. No, your last name.
Huh?
Your last name.
Gabardilla.
Gabardilla? Or Gabardilla?
Gabardilla.
Gabardilla. Thank you. So you're able to do all of them. Well, except number five. Okay, very good. So the students they wanted to, of course, everybody has their phone out, and this is another issue. Electronic devices. It is a controversial issue because, as you may or may not know, teenagers, at least in the United States, and I think probably all over, are attached to their telephones, and their phones may be attached to them. I mean, they're just like 24/7. 24/7, they have their phone screen in front of them. They are either videotaping, tweeting, Facebooking. I said, I'm going to ask the students that. How many students have Facebook?
No way. I have my Facebook. I think it's old.
Yeah. Facebook's old now.
I still have it, though.
I don't even use it. I don't use it.
What's like the new thing now?
Instagram.
Oh, Instagram. Okay, so I'm cool then. I have an Instagram. Follow me, please. So apparently Facebook is obsolete. Nobody does Facebook anymore, right? It's like old school. Yeah? I always thought it was. I didn't have it. God bless you. So, Pamela, you must be, are you like a track person? People, I noticed that students that carry lots of water are track students. You have to stay hydrated and everything, yeah. So Pamela is drinking a giant, it's like a gallon of water, and in her sports bag, she has, what's that word I'm looking for? Words have escaped me, but it's contraband. Pamela has contraband in her bag. Pamela, did you realize you have contraband in your bag? You do? Yeah. Illegal items. Cheetos and actually, I mean, Cheetos are not illegal, but when you slang them or sell them, that is illegal. I'm not reporting you. I'm just saying that. You're not supposed to be selling them on campus. Didn't anybody ever tell you that? Because the student store loses money if you sell what they sell, then they don't get the money. I think so. I heard they sell is it true they sell Takis at the student store? Yeah, it's a lot of money for her. How much should you sell them? A dollar? Each of those little bags, a dollar? What do you have Cheetos and Flamin' Hot Cheetos? I used to be addicted to Flamin' Hot Cheetos, but my doctor said I can't have them anymore. Really? Well, I ate Cheetos for many years. In fact, I would come home and these three fingers would be just all orange with Cheetos. All the students knew if I handed back papers because they had thumbprints of Cheeto thumbprint marks on them. They said that must be Savino's paper. Are you a runner?
Yeah.
Cross country or track? Okay, very good. Oh, there's another girl with a lot of water. She must be a track stud. Well, now you're witnessing this happens every day. False alarm, probably a false alarm. This is a we're witness to a fire thing, fire alarm, and this is gone off. We can see what happens. We don't know that right now. You think it's not a drill? No, I don't think it's a drill either. I think it's a false alarm.
So we're going to see what happens. I'm going to go outside and see what happens if this was really a false alarm or not. Is anybody burning? You see anybody burning? Look, he's sleeping through the fire alarm.
Was that Joe Parrot again?
What is that?
It's a recorder.
For what?
So that wasn't even a, like, it was another joke thing. It's a recorder. You want to say something? It looks like a space thing. It's a voice recorder. So apparently that was a false alarm, and then people will make an announcement that it was a false alarm. Interesting, the girl whose foot was shaking constantly, her foot has stopped shaking because she's now finished her work. It's not like only during periods of when they're actually working or trying to complete a task does the nervous foot syndrome kick in. And certainly want anything that kicks in should have a foot. But not a nervous foot. You want a steady foot when you kick, otherwise things will go awry. But the thing is that what we want to do is they haven't made the announcement yet that this was a phony, false alarm, false, a literally, literally a false alarm. But there's one thing I wanted to say. I was telling you about the food program that's going to start at Poly, at this high school where I'm at in Los Angeles. And when I do that, we'll see that. Now, the teacher for whom I'm subbing is out on an emergency, as often happens. She did not plan to be out today, and she didn't give a lot of work for the students to do, but they seem to have successfully completed it, and that's good for me. Generally good students, not much trouble, but the usual substitute pitfalls. For instance, I have to turn the way I have to take attendance these days is on a computer, and in this situation I have to turn my back to the students in order to read the names and say and record on a computer present or absent or tardy. And while I'm doing that, I don't really know, I can't see who's present, absent, or tardy. So what happens is they will call present for somebody who isn't present, and I discovered that that happened in the last period. Because the office came in to summon one of the students, and I had already marked that student present because somebody said here when I called her name, but then when they came with a summons, she wasn't here. Just messing with the substitute is so that just like goes as par for the course. But there is no substitute for Savino Veritas, and you're listening to Savino Veritas right here at 148.ca/1, and later on Juice Talk. You might be hearing this on Juice Talk, the too cool for school website, Juice Talk. I'm going to sign off for a moment and deal with the students. Thank you.
You're listening to Savino Veritas from Burbank, California, and some audio verite that was from a Los Angeles high school, and we are, we'll be back to that in a minute. I just wanted to say that I wanted to thank Frank Cotolo for Cotolo Chronicles, who was just the show on before Savino Veritas, and he had a great guest this evening. A great guest, and I listened to part of the show about greatness. And that was the artist D was on the show, and I thank the artist D for including me in the Too Cool for School, speaking of school, Too Cool for School website, the, excuse me, the Juice Talk, which you may be listening to this on Juice Talk, or live right now on 148.ca/1. Either way, you're listening to Savino Veritas. Now let's go back to the day at school.
So this is just a couple of minutes before the lunch bell. And prior to the lunch bell, I reminded students, I said, please, it's a pet peeve of mine, please don't hang around the door waiting for the lunch bell to ring. Relax, sit down, sit in your desk, sit at your desk, in your chair, wait for the bell to ring, and when the bell rings, you can go. And that order or suggestion was totally disregarded, as everybody right in this class is ganging around the door waiting for the bell to ring.
We're going to pause for a minute and just for 1 second here on Savino Veritas, because I need to really access this file another way. Otherwise, there will be a technical problem that I would like to avoid. So let's do that, and we will be back to the people who are just getting ready to leave for lunch. And here they are. Thank you.
never did hear. They've given up even announcing that the alarm is false alarms are false alarms. That's how often they happen. They happen so often that people don't even the boss doesn't even say the false alarm. So they're all good students. In an undisclosed location. And it looks like the bell should ring now. It's at 11:12 Pacific time. Now 11:11 all my God, 22. The lunch bell, the end of lunch bell on this Wednesday, March 25th. This is a substitute teacher, that's me, Tom Savino, your Savino Veritas host, who is substituting at a high school in Los Angeles on this Wednesday, March 25th. And I'm trying to finish this article about Ted Cruz, the reincarnation, I think, of Senator Joseph McCarthy. That is about as much integrity as the two have. I mean, that what they have in common is their degree of integrity, which is zero. So they do have that in common. They also look remarkably similar, in my opinion. Look at it. Look at old pictures of Joseph McCarthy and new pictures of Ted Cruz and see what I'm talking about. They got that look in their eye, and as you know, Joseph McCarthy, once a Democrat, sold out the Democrats to be a Republican simply because he knew he would. He said, "Why am I a Democrat? I mean, I could get a lot more money being a Republican. All I have to do is switch what I believe, and I got the bucks." And that's what Joseph McCarthy did, and certainly that is the kind of authenticity and integrity that we can expect from Mr. Ted Cruz. He's cruising for a bruising. The man is an idiot. Governor Jerry Brown, I think, was being kind in calling him ridiculous names. Now, I do have to let this next class in. My phone is doing strange things, so I have to shut that off. Or is it, what is it doing? It's shutting off by itself. No, it's not. So let me shut off my phone, power off, and see if it corrects the problem. And I will let in these high school students after lunch. Listen.
I'm going to the door to open the door and let them in.
Listening to Sabina Veritas, Audio Verte. Institutionalized, a lot like a prison. It really is quite like a prison. that's an unfortunate situation. You have to get permission to use the restroom. You have to sit where we tell you. You got to do all these things. So it is quite prison-like. I'm going to get back to the audio verite right now.
Okay, so Mrs. Hernandez did not plan today, so
what happened?
She gave me some work for you to do. Try to complete. She said do every question. I'll give it to you, you can just get it.
Where is it? Period three. Here it is. Period three.
Teacher in this scenario does encourage cooperation with each other, and not just copying, but trying to learn from each other, and I think that's commendable, and it was very helpful, and the students really do enjoy being that way.
Thank you.
You're listening to Savino Veritas live from Burbank, California, and with Audio Verte in the background. And I hope you are enjoying this crazy, chaotic sounds that I hear a lot of these days.
So actually, the only person I have to so just what I just
what do you hear? Because you're listening to Savino Veritas on 448.ca/SR1. And this is Tom Savino talking to your substitute teacher. Good morning. Lourdes is absent. A little later on today, I'm going to go across the street. I will explain that most teachers have one period off called the conference period. And they do their planning and grading, calling parents during that period. And substitutes... When a substitute comes in to substitute, he or she has the same schedule as the teacher for which he's replacing. And I have a period four conference, and that's the last period of the day. And I intend to go across the street and go to the ninth grade center. They actually, at this particular school, Los Angeles High School, this is a high school in Los Angeles, not Los Angeles High School, because there is a Los Angeles High School. This isn't Los Angeles High School, but a high school in Los Angeles. And this high school has their ninth grade class, the entire ninth grade class is actually across the street and in a separate location, separate from the other places. And it's called the Ninth Grade Center. And the school district actually built a $2 million bridge from one campus to the other. A bridge that goes across the street so that the students won't have to cross the street. Does anybody ever use, do students actually use the bridge?
Yeah.
They do. Oh, so they're using it now. They better use it. It costs like $2 million. So I'm going to go across the bridge to the ninth grade center and give flyers out to the ninth grade teachers who may need to substitute in the future. You're listening to Tom Savino on Savino Veritas, and I am here at a high school in Los Angeles substituting. And by the way, you're saying, why is Savino substituting? And the answer to that question is finances. This is a good time for a commercial, because maybe you will take advantage of the Mo Tibetan divination and help support me and Savino Veritas staff, which is me, myself, and I, the three of us, put on the show. And, you know, we could use some funds. In which case, I would be doing shows that are more interesting than just listening to tape, listening to recordings of high school students doing math. And so on and so forth. Let's see who's I looking for the Jiggling Foot. The Jiggling Foot, there's a good name for a book. So I know Frank Attolo has names, collects names for books, and one of the good names for books would be The Jiggling Foot, the story of a high school teenager waiting for the 3 o'clock bell. But anyway, so listen to this commercial from Mo. Tibetan divination. Take advantage of it for $22 and help support Savino Veritas. You may also donate money to Savino Veritas. I appreciate any donations. You'll be supporting almost commercial-free radio. The only commercial we have is for Tibetan divination at this moment. There's no Monsanto products, General Mills products, no Nestle products, no General Motors products, just Mo divination or contribution, so we appreciate it. We'll talk to you in a little bit.
You're listening to Savino Veritas live from Burbank, California, and please heed what that man said, which is that man is me. And it would be very helpful. And And I will have to apologize, but I do have to find what I was talking about playing. And I hope you do listen to it carefully and heed what's said. And I think it will be helpful here.
Mo, through an exclusive arrangement with Oregon Yeshe, Tibetan divination expert, Savino Veritas listeners may have their tough questions answered. Through the universal synchronicity of Manjushri, seer of all past, present, and future, Oregon Yeshe reads your questions and throws the dice for you. More importantly, he'll answer your questions based on Manjushri's guidance, which Yeshe will invoke for your reading. The price? $22. Submit $22 to PayPal and one well-thought-out question to tjsavino22@gmail.com.
Should I go to college or not?
What's the best way to advertise my business?
Can I trust my boyfriend to be faithful?
What's the best month for the wedding, May or June?
Will I ever get pregnant?
Who's the best candidate to fill a supervisor's job? May I count on my best pitcher to win this game?
How much should I gamble at the casino?
Do I need to go see the doctor about this condition?
Is Atlanta the right place for me to move?
Should we increase our homeowner's insurance?
If I get the job, will it help our relationship?
Will marital therapy keep us together?
Where should I look for my lost ring?
Will I ever find it?
Can I?
Should he?
Will they?
Will can.
Questions.
Money.
Love.
So that's right, you have a question that can't be answered logically. There are many questions you just can't answer with pros and cons lists. Things you don't want to trust to, things like that, just paper, just, you know, things on paper. You need the inside scoop. The inside scoop, the synchronicity, the Jungian synchronicity of the universe. It has the answer. These things are out there answered for us, but we have to unlock the door to see what's behind it. So if you do have a question like that, a well-thought-out question, send the well-thought-out question to me at tjsavino22@gmail.com, and we will send that question to Oregon Yeshe. But also, please pay $22 to the PayPal account associated with tjsavino22@gmail.com. And then we will have that question answered in a short time and sent it to you. And you can tell us how it went. That'd be really great. You're listening to Savino Veritas on SRN1. And back to our Audio Verite and see what's going on here.
So what are the things that we have here? We have the poster, No Food or Drink, Keep Very Clean. Now, second set of posters I've seen. There is a not too healthy plant in this room. I almost said the high school. I think I may have said it. Is the poster with the this particular school's ESLRs? ESLR. ESLR stands for Expected School-Wide Learning Results, and you know what the teachers try to steer the students to do when they graduate. Be responsible members of society, be lifelong learners, be problem solvers, and effective communicators in English. Those are the four things that this particular school wants its graduates to be able to do, generally speaking. So everything that's done in the classroom is supposed to be geared to one of the, at least one of the ESLRs, or maybe more. there are posters with that. There's a very interesting poster, obviously a work from a student of geometry, and it is representative of the artist. I'm going to move the mic here. I might make a little sound.
It's a representative of the artist.
Escher. Escher.
Should not perhaps be using it. I'm not going to scold him.
this. I'll be right back. You may hear this. I'm going to put the mic down. I'll see if you can.
At this point in the tape, I'm over at some boy scolding him for using his phone in the classroom. And as I said, the atmosphere is somewhat prison-like, I'm afraid to say. But that is the way it is. That is the way it is. And you're hearing Verte on Savino Veritas. And we'll go back to the audio in a minute.
So, you're supposed to take a clipboard to the restroom, and I made one. Because all you have to do is just put the time in. I already signed it.
Wait, why? That's weird.
That's the investment you're supposed to have.
No.
You guys get flies about my
life. Yeah.
I don't see flies. This first day I have not seen a fly at all. After lunch, every day,
it is coming up to midnight on the East Coast, and we have to break away to Canada for the news with Phil Hung. And we'll see what's happening, and we'll be right back.
Good evening, Tom. A man is in hospital after being hit by a car in Thornhill. Police had to close the intersection of Atkinson Avenue and Rosedale Heights Drive for several hours after the collision. Brampton's CEO has been let go. John Corbett had worked for the city for over 30 years. And Peel Police have issued a flurry of tickets in their latest blitz. 150 charges have been laid so far relating to distracted driving using a cell phone. Sunny but cold, highs from zero at Lake Simcoe to zero in Lake Ontario. This update is brought to you by Francatola, 1148.ca. Valuable feedback, the mailbag at 1148.ca/Frank. I'm Philip Hong from SRN National News. Now back to Tom Savino with Savino Veritas Tasks on SRN1.
We'll move forward a little bit here so that we can get in some more interesting audio before the end of the show. We have just a half hour left on the show.
So a box of paper is a commodity in always in need. And the Title I office Title I referring to some federal legislation that funds schools to some level, some degree. And the Title I office just delivered a case of paper for the teacher here. She's going to want to know. The gentleman, the young man who delivered that paper was a former student of mine when I was a regular teacher at this high school in Los Angeles, and he is now working at this high school. He's studying, he's in the technology office, and he's studying technology at Glendale Community College, a fine college. Especially good for technology. Is it good for a lot of things? So it's a very interesting phenomenon happening here. And that is that now that I'm ancient, I look out at the students and see children, even though they are young adults. But the interesting thing is that when I started teaching, which is over 30 years ago, as a regular full-time teacher, I, of course, was a very younger man, a much younger man. And a man with younger hormone levels and things like that. If you know what I'm coming from, if you catch my drift, as they say. And then part of that is that I look out right now and I'm looking out at these young people and I'm seeing as I have always had about my many years of teaching. Young people, but the thing is that some of these, half of the population here is female, and I am a male, and I could look at some of these young females and say, oh, she's an attractive young lady, and I recognize that the young women are attractive young women. It was a much different scenario 30 years ago. It was more than just mentally noting that these are, oh, that's just an attractive young lady. It was a hormonal reactions to such situations. That is not to say that I was inappropriate at any time. It was a different, certainly a different situation many years ago, decades ago, when my hormone levels were appropriately active, creating appropriate active reactions. It was actually, if I had the same perspective I have now because of my hormone levels now, it would have been a lot easier for me during the many years of teaching to deal with this environment. But that's the way it is, that things are what they are and what they are and what they ain't. Anyway, this is Savino Benitez. Oh, they're speaking of age and things like that. The other day, yesterday, a couple of days ago, I was substituting for the librarian at the same high school in Los Angeles. And the librarian told me they're going to close up the library. If you don't finish that, you can finish for homework. But if you do finish, I will collect it. Yeah. You're welcome. So I was substituting for the librarian, and the librarian instructed me to keep the library open, hang out after school for 10 minutes or so until the teacher comes who does tutoring in the library. So she said, if you could wait and not leave right away, you could please let the tutoring teacher in. You may now, yes. That the you may anyway. The librarian said, "Close up the library when after close up the library after the tutoring teacher comes in. Don't let any other students except students who need tutoring into the library after school." And of course, the teacher who is doing the tutoring. Well, the students who were arriving for the tutoring came before the teacher who was doing the tutoring, and I didn't know who the teacher was who was doing the tutoring. And I told the students who were awaiting tutoring to take seats at a table and await the tutoring teacher. But I was also waiting to leave, to go home for the day, a long day. And I waited and waited, and 5, 10, or 15 minutes went by. So I called the main office, and I said, see if you could reach the tutoring teacher. And the main office people tried to, but were unsuccessful in doing so. And I waited and waited and waited. And I was outside the door of the library waiting for the tutoring teacher, and a young man approached the library, walking quickly, and I looked at him and said, are you here for tutoring? And the young man said, yes. I said, okay, please come in and sit down. And the young man went to the table of students that were waiting for tutoring and was just sort of settling in as he had rushed over from wherever he came from. And then a minute or two later, I addressed the people at that table and said, you know, I don't... A Sharpie? Actually, this is it's a whiteboard thing. You know where she keeps her Sharpies? Does it have to be a Sharpie? Could it be a whiteboard thing? Okay. I'm sorry. A student had asked for a Sharpie, but no, I don't have a Sharpie. Anyway, so I was, as I was saying, I addressed the people at the table, at the tutoring table, and I said, I don't know what to say. I can't stay much longer. I have to leave. And if he doesn't come, if the tutor doesn't come, I'm going to have to ask him to leave. And the last young man who had walked in looked at me strangely, kind of with shock, actually. And looked at me and he said, I'm here. And my jaw dropped because I realized that I was addressing this young man as if he were a student to be tutored when he, in fact, was the tutor. And I laughed and he laughed a little and I said, I am too old, getting too old. And I apologized and I said, thank you, young man. And left the library. But that is quite a realization when the teacher is seen by me as a student. And I think part of aging is you kind of lose the clarity of the clear definitions of who's young and who's old and who's authority and who's a student and who's a teacher. As everybody seems young now, that's just part of the deal of being ancient. Well, I remember when Tutankhamun was just a boy. That's how I feel right now. So here's a student who's approaching me with finished work. Thank you. Is your name on it? Thank you very much. Lena Duong gave me her work. Perhaps I'm not supposed to identify these people. I don't know if that's appropriate. So you are listening to Savino Editas in 148.ca/1, and perhaps listening on the Too Cool for School website, Juiced Talk. Juiced Talk, a really fine website. Check out, by the way, check out the online magazine For Culture, F-O-U-R, Culture. Great online magazine that is put together by D, the artist D, who also somehow wrangles putting together this great website, Juice Talk, where some of you are listening to this right now on Juice Talk. I want to thank D and the people on Juice Talk for allowing Savino Veritas to be heard weekly on Juice Talk. You can hear all the episodes of Savino Veritas or any that you choose to listen to. And I am Tom Savino talking to you at 5 minutes to one on March 25th, 9 months exactly to Christmas year 2015, in a high school, an undisclosed high school in Los Angeles, the Los Angeles Unified School District. Next week, next week is spring break, and boy, am I going to be happy for the spring break. But I will be back when I come back to substitute teaching. They will implement a new program of serving breakfast in schools called BIC, Breakfast in Classroom. Breakfast in the Classroom. And we'll see how that goes, but we have to get the teachers of their first period of the day. We need to assign two reliable students the task of getting the carts for the breakfast and rolling them into the classroom. The teacher serves the breakfasts, and then takes actually notes on a roster who ate and who didn't and who didn't want to, and then has the cart roll back after that. And all of that's supposed to be done in 10 minutes, but we'll see how that works out. Breakfast in the classroom, we're going to see if it's successful or not. Many teachers are very much against it right now. A couple of things of interest on the website, on the net. Senator Ted Cruz, the reincarnation of Senator Joseph McCarthy, announced his bid for president of the United States. That was just a couple of days ago. And, you know, this is Tom Savino Veritas coming to you by way through Burbank, California, by way of Canada. And we have to remember that Senator Ted Cruz is Canadian. Canadian. Unlike our current president of the United States, who was born in America. Senator Ted Cruz is a foreigner. Not that I have anything against Canada, as I love it dearly. In fact, at one time wished I could be a citizen during the George W. Bush administration, as I wished to flee the insanity of this country, but was not allowed to. But Senator Ted Cruz, the lunatic fringe person who is running for the highest office of the world, is Canadian. I think a person can have the highest office of the world being Canadian, but I definitely know it's not Ted Cruz who would be qualified to do that. I also see that from my Google mail, my Gmail, that I have a reminder that today is the anniversary of the Triangle Shirt Waste Factory fire. many, many decades ago, way before my birth, when my grandmother, who had friends who worked at the Triangle Shirtwaist Factory in Manhattan, burned to death. Burned to death because their employers locked the doors. Employers locked the doors because they wished to keep their employees working all the time without breaks, without restroom breaks. If they could have, they would have chained these women and children. And there were some men as well who could have been, would have chained them to their sewing machines. They were unable to do that, but they did, the owners of the Triangle Shirtwaist Factory did lock the doors so that the people were not able to leave, not take breaks. That, of course, to ensure that the workers would work as much as possible so that they could make as much money as they possibly can, without regard for human safety or life. So many, many, many people died in the Triangle Shirtwaist Factory fire. And that is a sad part of the history of the world, and a sad part for the America. Indicative of the capitalism that has grown from even before that time to ridiculous levels at this time. Nothing has changed in that respect, except growing, where the value of money is seen higher than the value of people. The Triangle Shirtwaist Factory fire happened this day, I believe it was 1911. In the year 1911. I'll check that out. And I may read a poem, right at this moment, but I may read a poem about that called Sure, by the one-time poet laureate of the United States of America. Students of Period 3 are returning their papers right now. Bryant Martinez, and also Samantha Flores. If you borrowed a calculator, would you please put it back in the little case, right?
Thank you.
period four, and as I said, I might head over to, I might have a head over to the ninth grade center across the $2 million bridge. Was a safety feature to have ninth grade students walk without having to cross the street and across traffic. Of course, they could have saved $2 million and instructed the students to wait for the green light and pass safely. We'll see. Anyway, we have one minute left. This is Tom Savino telling you what it's like to be a substitute teacher on Savino Veritas, live from Burbank, California. So much of this is recorded, actually, on March 25th. Interspersed with Savino, me, and live from Burbank, California. And there's the bell. See you. Bye, everybody. You okay? So that was a chair that had been put up on the table so that the janitors could sweep easily under the desks. That was the last clash of the day for me, as now I have a free period. We're now... That was the bell, sort of.
And that was the final bell. We are having a tardy sweep this period. So if you're not a class student, please go to the auditorium for the tardy sweep. In process, it gets your last class of the day. Hurry up. Don't be any longer than you need to be. Teachers, please don't allow students in without their pass. And if you have 4th grade at home, please make your way out again. Thank you.
The bell and announcement will inform you that it is now period four on this Wednesday, March 25th, 2015. And you've heard what it sounds like to be in a classroom with 30 plus, sometimes 40 students who are... boisterous, but able to do all their work and socialize at the same time. And now you're hearing what it's like to have a conference period, which is quiet time. And this is why teachers love quiet. Because you heard what it was like most of the day. So this is period four, my conference period. I just received a text message from Jeremy Long, who was a guest on my show recently and will be again, I hope. And he wishes to write some comedy for his goal of becoming a comedy person here in Los Angeles. And this is the place to do it if one wants to succeed in this realm of comedy. And not that one can't be funny anywhere, but if one wants to be professionally comedic, Hollywood, Los Angeles, Burbank, that's the place to do it. This again is Tom Savino with Savino Veritas. From a high school in Los Angeles and a Los Angeles Unified School District, and actually from what I call the Valley of the Sun, this one particular high school, which shall go unnamed, in an undisclosed, well, I just disclosed where it is, in anyway, I'll undisclose the name, or keep the name not disclosed. And as I said, I will head out to the ninth grade center to pass out some flyers for the teachers who teach the ninth grade. Ninth grade is in a separate location called the ninth grade center, which is across the street. And one gets there safely crossing the $2 million bridge that bridges Arleta Street, which is the street that separates the ninth grade center from grades 10, 11, and 12 here at this high school in the Valley of the Sun.
Well, it's just after 3 o'clock and the school day is over. And the 3,000 students in at Los Angeles campus, students streaming out, teachers who are frantically waiting to leave themselves, waiting in line in the cars, having to wait for 10 minutes after the 3 o'clock bell. That's when the gates open for them. Contractually, two police officers riding on bicycles into the street outside the campus to make sure everything is secure and safe. But many of the 3,000 students are remaining on campus for activities that will continue. Education continues for them with extracurricular activities. There's a program here called KYDS, Kids, KYDS. Keeping youth doing something is what it stands for. And they have all sorts of free classes for the students of this campus and many other campuses who that teach them dance and music and band and rock bands and other activities. I'm waiting for the drum squad to come out. I thought that would be a nice ending of the day for my substitute record of what happens today in Los Angeles High School.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
The end.
By George, he's got it. It is the end.